to another week's episode of Short Stories on Toku Toku. On this week's episode, my first time at a football viewing center by Chima.
Let me tell you about my first time at a football viewing center. I was 14 years old and just starting senior secondary school. I had just finally gained some independence after convincing my parents I could handle myself and be responsible enough not to mess up. My older brother, who was 22 at the time, was home for the summer holidays from school. He was a big football fan and had no particular favorite club, but he loved a player named Justin Badia so much. He would always talk about him in glowing terms. Justin Badia played for a club in Mexico. Mexican football isn't popular in Nigeria, so it was weird that my elder brother knew a lot about some unknown player and would compare him to the greats like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Wayne Rooney, and David Villa at the time. I admired how invested my elder brother was in Justin Badia's football career and thought he could make a great coach, seeing as he was able to spot talents where nobody looked. On this day, Justin Badia's team were playing in the final of the FIFA Club World Cup with Real Madrid. It was a big match for many reasons, because despite Real Madrid having one of the biggest reputations in football, they hadn't been so lucky in their trophy hunt for a number of years until that year. My brother, who I shared a room with, had put on a recording of all of Justin Badia's matches leading up to that final as early as 7 a.m. in preparation for the 8 p.m. kickoff. He wanted to see how his favorite player did, having not had much time to follow that tournament due to schoolwork. I saw my brother take notes, type furiously on his computer like he was in an argument with someone, and rewind to listen to the commentators. I enjoyed football, but sometimes I felt like my brother was obsessed. I stood up from the bed for my morning routine, but not before asking him if he had any plans on how we could see the final later that evening. I too had friends with whom I talked football, and I wanted to have something to say to them when the topic was brought up. "You don't trust me again? I have to watch it now, especially when my boy is playing," he replied. I asked him where and how we were going to see the match, as FIFA World Club Cup matches were not televised in Nigeria. "We are going to Oga Ade's place, the viewing center. If you know you want to come, don't delay me oh," he warned. I was surprised. I had never seen my brother go to a viewing center before. It must have been a habit he picked up while in school. My surprise slowly changed to excitement, because I had never been to a viewing center before. I was excited to finally grow up into a real man and be in a gathering of real men. 7 p.m. came, and my mom asked if I was going to see the match with my elder brother. I knew she had a soft spot for her two oldest children and let them get away with many things she scolded me strongly for. But I was surprised that she didn't have any problems with me going to a viewing center. I told her I was, and she told me to be careful and to insist on coming home early. I said okay and went to look for my elder brother, who was still playing videos and reading news about Justin Badia. I shook my head and wondered how someone could be that invested in another person. It was all weird to me. I tapped him to ask if we were still going, to which he replied, "I'm coming. Let me reply this person first." We were out of the house and on our way to Oga Ade's viewing center by 7:15 p.m. so that we could get choice seats as close to the television as possible. My brother was wearing a shirt with Justin Badia's name on it, which he said he bought over the internet. He stood out from the crowd, who were either dressed in normal clothes or in jerseys of clubs whose games we could watch via Nigerian television and cable. We got a good seat and my brother immediately jumped into discussions and arguments with other football fans at the venue. Me? I just watched whatever was on the television as we waited for kickoff. The place slowly got filled up and the match soon started. The noise that followed threw me off balance. I couldn't even concentrate on the game I had hoped to enjoy. Every movement, action, whistle was followed with some form of crass commentary, funny and dry banter, or some know-it-all telling us who first did that skill and how the skill has evolved over the years. I started to enjoy the ambience and began to laugh at some of the jokes, the ones I understood anyway. I looked at my brother who sat beside me. He was watching the match with intent. I traced his eyes and it was glued to Justin Badia. He monitored Justin's movement off the ball, on the ball, and on occasions when Real Madrid had possession, his eyes would temporarily switch to the defensive players of the Mexican team. He was immersed. Meanwhile, trouble was brewing in the back. The banter had gotten to a certain Real Madrid fan and he was already responding sharply to some of the comments. People smelled blood and kept attacking. It all came to a head when Justin Badia made a beautiful solo run and scored the opening goal of the game in the 35th minute. My brother, the Justin Badia fan, celebrated the loudest. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. "Ogbeni, sit down, Joe, because I won't punish you," the Real Madrid fan shouted from the back. My brother didn't hear him at all. In fact, my brother couldn't hear anybody but the commentators of the match through the speakers in the viewing center. He celebrated every time the goal was replayed, angering the Real Madrid fan in the back. The neutral fans kept stoking the fire until the Real Madrid fan exploded and threw his slippers at my brother, which barely missed. My brother, still engrossed in the game, only noticed something whizzing past him and ignored it. Loud laughter erupted from the viewing center, which finally brought my brother back to the earth. I was chuckling too because I couldn't laugh as loudly as the adults there before someone scolded me or tried to hit me. My brother asked me what was happening, and I told him. He laughed and decided to join in the banter, just to further piss off the Real Madrid fan. The match eventually ended with Real Madrid winning, and it wasn't a surprise to most people at the viewing center, even my brother. However, it was so funny seeing the redness on the very dark face of the Real Madrid fan as people kept teasing him for his explosion during the game's first half. My brother went up to him, and soon, they were chatting like they were buddies. I learned a lesson that day. There's no bigger force than football in Nigeria. 10 years later, and I'm back home and at Ogade's viewing center. The place hasn't changed one bit, which helped to fuel the nostalgia. My brother is now married with kids, and Justin Badia's promising career has tanked because of a poor run of form he couldn't get out of a few years back. The match between Liverpool and Manchester City is about to start, and I wonder what madness I am going to experience today.
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.